Okay, once again, we're continue to set up the very inconvenient, although sometimes preferable, miles of wall, brick, and drywall here that separate us, make it so that we have to conduct this all on the air. As we don't have a multi-channel talkback system, we've got our, we're using our very means to communicate and set this up. So you out there are our eyes and ears on this, and
sounds like everyone's any better?
Oh, you're hydrating there. That's good.
Do I sound any better? Do I sound too bassy now?
You sound nice, actually.
Really? That's good.
It's quite nice.
I don't know about myself,
but...
You sound great, as always, using the high-end condenser.
I'm not even using a mic. I'm just projecting old theater practice.
You know, that's amazing. I got one hand in my pocket and one hand gripping this glass of water, and the microphone is floating wherever my mouth goes.
I, of course, have both hands on the mic, and I'm drooling in envy.
Yeah, well, it was an $80 purchase. Maybe next show I'll let you try it, see if you like it, and if you do, well, it may just be the a pre-burrito advance. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and the listeners don't, and we like to keep it that way.
Yeah, well, actually, if the listeners would like... Well, we're not actually broadcasting, so I'll save the marketing for a larger audience.
Although we are recording, so just whip out the secret weapons. Here we go.
Okay.
Prepare for the very special holiday episode that's coming out live from our studio treehouse, or treehouse studio as it were, here in Oakland, California. Across the world, across many different time zones, we're following the trail, or the trail to come of Mr. St. Nick, who's going to be careening on down, rolling over the atmosphere, slipping in through the hole down south, I believe, the hole in the ozone layer, making it to the surface, and creating a big mess like he does every year.
You know, I should have... Now, did I just click again? Some kind of crackle? Anyway, you know, I should have brought one of the old Christmas shows. We've got the older holiday seasons, like the time that you used to live down south, and then you came up here just for the Christmas show. Should have brought that. Maybe next year.
Should have, but didn't. Can you pan yourself a little bit to the side?
This side here?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Well, lots of things are going on in the world. You getting microphones and... Things are unfolding as they do every single day.
Yeah, really, my setup is a whole new thing here. And it could all come crashing down at any moment because I'm trying the iMic and the inbox simultaneously.
Mm. Well, there could be worse things.
The polar ice cap at the North Pole. It's melting.
Holy cow. Well, that's news.
You can't be serious. The North Pole melting? You can't be serious. Mousing. It's melting.
This is Mitzi Gaynor reminding you that there are only two more shopping days till Christmas. Better hurry. Better hurry.
Clarence Kavanaugh here, just waiting for takeoff at this point.
I was under the impression that we were broadcasting this whole time.
Nope.
Okay.
The problem is I am completely strapped down into my takeoff chair, and in order to unwrap myself...
All right, I'll do it.
You're going to have to do it.
All right. Well, here we are, folks. Still setting up. It's a bit of an elaborate scene here. And all potentially for naught, because there may be not a soul out there listening, but in any case, we're going to take our chances here and transmit this on out to our accomplices, extraterrestrially located on the dark side of the monolith that we have stationed out there at our little lunar outpost. You know who you are, number 3, number 4, and in transit number 5. We're trying to locate the source of some horrible electromagnetic interference that we're incorporating into the signal inadvertently, and we're going to have to do that live on the air, so yeah, forgive us.
That's all right. Well,
that's the nature of it.
That's my cue. So you're picking it up right now, is that correct?
It's very subtle.
Uh-huh.
And
well, I'm going to fade some things out here.
And as are you.
Yeah. I'm subtle.
Yes.
I'm too quiet.
You're too quiet.
Well, how's that? Is that any better there? Am I loud enough for you? Is that loud enough there for you? Can you hear me enough?
Yeah, I hear you fine. You're obviously...
Yes?
Sounds like you're speaking into a not a very good electret microphone.
Well, maybe I am. Let's not worry about that for the moment. Let's see if we can deal with the...
That doesn't sound good.
Okay.
No.
How's that?
We're testing a new microphone, folks. Well, you have to keep talking.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to continue to speak here on the subject of the electromagnetic radiation that we're looking for. And I guess I'm coming in a little bit too low for the main signal here. Looks like we got a plane flying overhead here that might have something to do with it. Whoa! Okay. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to fade out the whole kit and caboodle.
This is New York Radio.
Can you still hear it?
I still hear it.
Okay, well, if you still hear it now, that means it's coming down somewhere further down the line here. And move some cables.
New York Oceanic Cygnet Juliet 2, valid until 0715 Zulu.
Hey, that's not snow.
Oh, well.
It's raining.
As you heard on the weather report, it's not snow at all.
2 9 2 0 north 0 7 4 1 0 west 3 0 5 0 north 0 7 4 0 5 west. Top to flight level 500. Moving east 20 knots. No change. Based on satellite picture and lightning data.
Well, that's what we have in store for us. A nice sloshy, wet Christmas here, so be sure to wrap your gifts in plastic bags. And we put those in all of our affiliate department stores, too. So if you find the gifts that we've left, be sure to grab the bag hanging next to it.
It's pouring out here. I don't think I even want to go out there to go shopping. Have you gotten all of your holiday gifts so far?
Well, I'm working on it, and hopefully... This might be one of them, the recording of this show, although I guarantee no one's going to appreciate it.
Yeah, don't send it to me. I certainly don't want to hear the show afterwards.
No.
It's no use. The radio's dead.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Hello. That's interesting. First, a minuscule drop of blood. Blood.
It's no use. The radio's dead.
You are listening to Shirley and Spinoza Internet Radio.
Oh, come.
the polar ice cap at the North Pole. It's melting. You can't be serious. The North Pole melting?
It's no use. The radio's dead.
The polar ice cap at the North Pole. It's melting. You can't be serious. Melting? It's melting. Melting? Melting. Polar ice cap at the North Pole.
This is New York Radio, time 0505 Zulu. New York Oceanic Cygnet Juliet 2, valid until 0715 Zulu. New York Oceanic Flight Information Region, frequent thunderstorms within an area bounded by 3050 North, 07405 West.
Commander, I've been tuning in to the radio broadcast, and I have some very interesting results.
Yes, Lyman, we'll play it back for us, and we'll be here with the boys and the girls, right? Right, everyone?
Commander.
Well, they're here, trust me.
Commander, this is a serious situation. The agents from Zibaron 4 have been tuning in, and they find the show to be very distasteful.
It's no use. The radio's dead.
I am attempting now to repatch my audio system.
I won't listen!
Excuse
me, off my radio!
Commander, excuse me. But if you would stop the silliness of the audio playback system...
I'm just lying here with my bucket of cherries and my glass of port, Lyman. I simply don't understand what you're talking about. Right, everyone?
Commander, the agents from... Commander, the agents from Zibaron 7 have been tuning into the broadcast, and they have some very negative results.
Switch off my radio! Switch off my radio!
They are attempting to navigate to our holiday cruise party. And if you would not mind giving us a comparable tracking system to the ones that you gave to the Blognorgs last week, they should be able to successfully navigate to the holiday cruise, which will be held in precisely two of your Earth days. Commander?
Are you able to pick this up? Are you able to pick this up, friend?
Yes, I am now tuning in loud and clear.
All right, well, we're going to broadcast this on all international and interplanetary languages. Transmission beginning now.
Now tuning in. Transmitting. Please decode.
transmitting. Please decode.
All the warranties are void at this point, and nothing seems to be working across the wall there. And so if St. Nick is out there tuned in, you know exactly what we could use. And that's a setup so we can do this as we continue to do it for free for a grand total of... wait a second. Sounds like we got something real coming in here. Oh.
Difficulty with the stereo pan settings that you've adjusted here in the Starship. If there's any way you could adjust my system, now I know it's not your fault, but, well, I apologize for all this inconvenience. I see what you're doing right
there
now
are.
To help me out, and it's just an unfortunate side effect from the way I've set things up currently. I'm going to have to reprogram down on Zebron 4. If there's any way you can send me to the Outer Agency for some repairs, I would greatly appreciate it, perhaps in Earth year 2003.
Hello, hello, Commander.
What?
Commander, you out there? This is Lieutenant Van Muren. I just wanted to wish you a very merry holidays. I'm down here on vacation, and I hope you have a great holiday up there in the cruise. I'm sorry that you got stuck shipping the holiday cruise patrons around all by yourself. I hope you get a sufficient substitute ensign while I'm gone. So, that's all for my audio letter out to you. Hope everything's going well up on the Star Cruiser, the replacement Star Cruiser. And I'll be down here with the gambling casinos. You know how to reach me. Just dial me on my space link. Over and out, Lieutenant Van Muren. Stop hologram, please. Stop hologram. Shoot, I can't stop the hologram. Sorry about this, Commander. The hologram was supposed to shut off by now, but I can't seem to turn it off. Stop hologram.
Lyman, stop the hologram. Commander, I'm afraid we're running out of data here on the hologram. I don't know what happens. I never normally run out of hologram space. It may crash the hologram producer, or it may simply find some other data space somewhere else.
Oh, no. It seems like I'm recording onto Lyman's main memory banks here. Stop hologram. Lyman, if you don't stop, we're going to start erasing over your memory banks. Oh, shoot. I can't find anything to press here. Maybe if I do this...
Thank you.
would be. I told you that when you decided to go on out there, and you decided to go out anyway.
Well, I just wanted to hook up the Christmas tree, and since I'm out here, I thought I'd let you know. I sorted out all of my panning issues from earlier. It was sort of an embarrassing mistake that I made, but...
Does that mean I can put you back to the original position?
Yeah, you can. It's still going to be freezing out here, but go ahead and put me back if you'd like.
You That's nice.
Yeah, everything's sorted out. I'm sorry about that earlier. Jeez, it sure is cold, but I almost got the star up on the Christmas tree. We debated for a while about whether to put the angel or the star, and I think we finally decided on the non-denominational star. Ah, boy, some hot chocolate sure would be great, maybe after the show. What do you think about that?
I'd be willing to spring for that, my treat. You've been through a lot this week.
Yeah. I had to decide between the angel and the star earlier, and that was quite a mess.
Well, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Well, I started to, and then I locked the car keys in the car, and I've been standing out here in the snow just making cardboard cutouts for decorations ever since. The ornaments...
Hi, this is Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, whoa! Did you hear that? I think Jimmy Stewart's in the back seat. He's locked in, and I can't get him unlocked.
Well, what's he doing in the back seat?
Well, I told him I'd give him a ride to the shopping, but, as you can see, I can't make it to the shopping now.
I guess I'd better step in here to mention the fact that if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping yet, well, you better hurry, because... there are only three more shopping days till Christmas.
It's really very simple. Approximately 2,000 years ago, a large star appeared in the sky over the Middle East. Many scientists believe it was a supernova.
What does this have to do with the radio messages?
You won't believe this.
Try me.
Okay. I believe the messages are the final words to come from that solar system before their sun exploded.
That's true. Millions of people believe that was the guiding light to Bethlehem.
It was. And that is why it is imperative to decipher the message.
You haven't done that?
I can't. The radioactivity in our atmosphere is cutting down the reception. The only way to get the entire communique is to send someone up into space above the radiation belt. It's no use. The radio's dead. What happens now?
We drift.
For how long?
Till the end.
For how long?
Till the end.
Is to send someone up into space above the radiation belt. There's nothing to be done.
I'm afraid we're helpless.
This is Mitzi Gaynor reminding you that there are only two more shopping days till Christmas. Better hurry. Hello. This is Mitzi Gaynor reminding you that there are two more shopping days till Christmas. Better hurry.
Now it's time for a very special Christmas event. It's called the Phone On In and Let Us Know What You're Hoping For. We got our blank piece of paper here. We're going to make a list and we're going to FedEx this baby right on up to St. Nick. And he's going to be sure to unfold this piece of paper because it's got the official SNS stamp on it right away. And he's going to go on down it and he's going to, well, send you exactly what you want. So we're sitting here by the phones. We got Cheryl and Maurice. Very special interns, very committed folks to be here and here on a Sunday night.
And I have to say, they look mighty good here in their green elf costumes.
Well, that's for sure.
Yep. Say, listen.
We're going to put them up on the mics in just a few seconds. Whoa, wait a second. Who shut the door? Can you open the door a little bit? I need some of the air.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, there. That's a little more like it. I hate it when you shut the door like that. It gets all reverberant and everything.
Hey, listen, Santa's made a special request with us this year, and that is that we don't announce his address over the air. So I hope you haven't done that while I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, Honestly, I'm going to have to listen back to the tape on that one, but just to be safe, we're going to say no.
Okay. Boy, it sure is freezing out here. You know, number one, I don't know why it is you push me out here into the snow-filled outer regions when you're sitting in there nice and warm and you let me see you. You know, I'm sitting here loud and clear and, well, I'm just going to...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You can't deny the season.
Nope. Hold on a second. I'm just going to stop everything there.
Well, number two's behind the glass there, and we're here with our bunch of scientists. We call them Agent Maurice and what was it, Phyllis?
Where exactly am I?
And we're watching number two as he does a radio show by himself. Now, he's in a padded cell, and we've put special sound baffles for that extra reverberant effect. It gives him the illusion that he's in a large place, even though we couldn't afford it with the S&S budget and all. But in any case, we're going to go and we're going to be... watching as he loses his mind. Now, it's beginning to happen. The dementia's starting to set in, folks.
Maybe if I press this. Okay. Now I just... Oh, that's not right. Shoot, for crying out loud.
Now, he's pushing an imaginary console, folks. Now, this is very interesting. I mean, this is something that we definitely expected from number one. But number two seems to exhibit a little bit more of a firm grasp on the real physical world, and he doesn't seem to be holding on to it very tightly tonight. But let's just shut up and listen to this.
Hello? Hello? Anyone listening? Oh, no one's listening to my radio show. I just keep hearing myself yapping over and over and over and over and over and over.
Now, he seems to be communicating with something, and he's petting something about 3 feet high. Now, I remind the folks out there, he's patting what appears to be the head of an imaginary person or assistant or something, and he's speaking to it now. Let's zoom in.
Oh, man. I'm totally freaking out with this tripped-out music, folks. Yeah, that's right. This is number two in the studio, trying to have you all tune in and listen to my great show. I want you to trip out when you listen to this one here. It's some weird holiday in the Indian Arctic region.
Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Oh!
I'll get some listeners on my radio stream, and then number one will let me back into the big studio. Until then, I'm gonna press this.
बनाबो तुम वही जाबो जिनके छतियन लागे बल मत मरे बल మద పదని పదమా పదని పదమ పగ పగరే నిర నిద పద నిరె సబల మత మరే బలమా
Well, fella, the one problem with what you're singing is it has absolutely nothing to do with the holiday spirit. All right, keep it down there, buddy. I haven't been sitting out here in the snow for 3 hours hanging Christmas ornaments for nothing. So if you don't mind, maybe you can just cut it out. Hey, this isn't Christmas music either. Oh, shoot. Am I ever gonna get back into the station? Broken here, it froze off, and I'm just trying to figure out exactly when I am going to be let in. Well, you should see me out here, it's really a riot. I've got headphones on and microphones all tied to my head, and my hat's underneath my mixing board to keep its lost rubber feet from keeping the whole thing stationary. And I am just holding my hands under my legs here, watching the screen. Thank goodness I don't need to hold on to a microphone any longer here. I made some subtle adjustments to the tree. It's bending a little bit to the left, but hopefully we should have that taken care of. We have some folks from Italy, Pisa in fact, who are engineering the problem right now. So join us here in just a few minutes. I can't tell exactly because I don't have the watch on. Not a working watch. Network time error on my little computer here. Anyway, just go ahead and drop by in a few minutes to see the lighting of the Shirley and Spinoza Christmas tree. It's going to be great this year because, well, for one thing, we have better preamps than ever before, and the tree is... Oh, we got them just engineered right now, Everything is looking good. Oh, boys, a little bit to the left there. Oh, hold on. Oh. Oh, no. Not again. Well, this just won't do. We're gonna have to start over from scratch. Looks like we've lost way too many needles, and the tree's looking a little bit barren. It looks like at least 75% of the needles have dropped off, leaving sort of a branchy, thin, skeleton-looking remains to the tree. It just won't do. The listeners aren't gonna be impressed. Are we going to be putting a picture of this up on the website? I don't know. Did we do that sort of thing last year? I can't remember. I don't even remember if we did a holiday show. Hey, Tim? Hey, no, Tim. Hey, Tim, don't do that. Oh, Tim, oh, no, don't do that, Tim. Set up this Christmas tree before the listeners show up. Anyone got any bright ideas? Email us at radio@compound-i.org. That's radio@compound-eye.org. So go ahead and drop us a line. Any magic solutions to this Christmas tree problem would be greatly appreciated.
Take care, folks. I'm signing off.
It's no use. The radio's dead.
Woo!